My brother and I just had smoko. It was very normal, relaxed, like a conversation like this. And then I was off to do a job. I remember I had to do this task and I just collapsed. It was like someone was behind me pulling my head back. I just had no control over my body whatsoever. And I just remember waking up in agony, both of my shoulders. My left one popped out, the right one popped out, but was fractured. The first people I was look up to was my uncle was there and my brother were there. And I was just sort of stunned. So I knew something wasn't good, but I didn't know what it was. Put me into a CT scan for my head. And then that's when they found the tumor. When they do brain surgery, they can't get rid of all the tumor. They always have to leave a little bit there, and that 9 times out of 10 will grow back at some stage. Yeah, it's a slow-growing tumor, which is, I guess, a bittersweet because I can sort of live my life, but by the time I'm get to close to 30 or thinking about a family, I'll be a little bit hesitant because I know it'll be just around the corner. I live with this every day, and you can't get rid of it. It's always in the back of your head. It'll come back, and brain cancers take lives. That's a fact.
How does that impact the way that you just approach planning for your future?
It's a battle. I'm not going to lie. On one side, it's like, all right, let's seize every day with such energy, zest. Let's make everyone laugh. Let's go really hard at work. Let's go really hard at the gym. And let's just go mental, which I have been. But then I got to like a few months in, I'm like, I'm knackered. I'm so tired. And you get reminded that this is a slow-growing tumor. So maybe I can just take it easy for a bit and just pace myself and moderate. This August, I'll be running every day for this charity, Go to the Distance, which I can't wait for. So I'm trained for that. So little micro goals that really help when you wake up and get out of bed. The first thing I look at is the mirror. I just have a look and go, just breathe. And it's just that little glance of just like, you're right here. And you look at yourself and go, you're here. You've done it. You've woken up. And I'll do that again tomorrow. I keep waking up and I keep showing up. Having a sense of perspective creates gratitude that I'm here today and I'm doing what I can to be a better person than yesterday. And it's that simple. And the self-belief has boosted. I just have this belief that I can do it.